Hello everyone, my name is Victoria and this is my first intro to my podcast that I'm going to be releasing next year in 2022. I cannot believe that I'm actually recording my first podcast. I have wanted to do this for such a long time, but I kept thinking, will people listen to it? Will they be interested? And then I was just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Last Sunday, I was getting ready to record a podcast that I'm doing with my friend Becky. And I think that just probably kind of gave me the boot up the butt that I needed. So I have no plan. I have no clue what I'm going to say. But what I can tell you is what my podcast is going to be about. So I am 42 next month and I am an entrepreneur. And so it is probably going to focus in and around those two subjects. So it's going to be about the ups and downs of being a working single mom with a business that I actually lost in COVID. It's going to be about I'm going to touch on this slightly that, you know, I was bullied at school, I had no confidence, I landed up on stage as a singer, and then I was in an abusive relationship, and then I landed up going into business. So it literally is going to focus around those things. Also, I'm going to touch on looking after yourself, health, meditation, all the things that I think that actually I didn't realise were so important. And I hit my 40s and then had, well, actually I did, I hit my 40s and had a massive epiphany. So yes, that is what my podcast is going to be about. So a little bit about me. I went to school. That's a good start. Hated school. I hated it. Literally from day one, I was bullied. You know, kids can be so horrible, can't they? And they just did not like me. And they didn't like the way that I spoke. They didn't like what I wore. They didn't like my hair. My hair was a big one, actually. I still have. Obviously, I've got long, curly, wavy hair. It's not as curly as it was, because I swear that when I had my son, who's now 17, it just, all the curl just kind of went and it turned into a wave. And so from there, I scoot forward a little bit. I was 13 years old and my parents said to me, we're going to move. And I thought, oh my God, I was so happy. I was like, I am getting out. I'm moving. I the first thing that came into my head was, I won't have to go to the school that, you know, that I'm going to. And then that dread quickly, very, very quickly, turned to absolute horror. And I was so worried. And it's amazing how the school that I went to, it was a freaking nightmare. Yet all of a sudden I wanted to stay. It was like it was my comfort zone, which is, I hear myself say that now and it sounds ridiculous, because why on earth would you want to stay in a place where, you know, no one likes you? Anyway, I said to my mum and dad, I'm not moving, I'm not going in, oh God. And of course we did move, and we moved from a village into a town. So for anyone who has ever moved from a village to a town or vice versa, it is very, very different. And I started a school at a real pinnacle age, you know, 13 years old. I didn't know anyone. You know, I was the kid who had obviously, you know, not enjoyed school and had to put up with, you know, so much crap from other kids. So the way that I was feeling, I was just a nervous wreck, to be honest. Anyway, cutting a long story short, after a few weeks, I'd really settled in and I made friends and I learned so much. I mean, obviously being at school, actually thinking about it, I probably didn't learn what I was supposed to learn at school. But what I did learn is to be streetwise. And I also learned to stick up for myself, and that it was okay to stick up for myself. And also, it sounds quite sad, but it's true. I learned what it was like to have a friend. I learned what it was like to have friends. You know, I got into a really nice group of girls, and you know, I was kind of set, to be honest. It was great. And then I sang. And I loved singing. My dad was a singer, and I was really lucky. We had a recording studio that he'd had built onto the house, and I was always in there singing Barbra Streisand and oh goodness knows who, and I just had so much fun. And there was this audition at school, and I decided to go. It was to be the singer in the school band, and I got it. My friends come along with me. I can literally see them now. And I actually got it. I couldn't believe it. And then we toured around different countries and we had so much fun. And because at that point I was around 15, 16, and so we were a little bit more older, and to tell you the truth, I mean, we had such a great time, but I was pissed most of the time. So then one day, I remember coming home from school and my dad said to me, there was a girl who used to go to my school, and she was a lot old. Well, she was not a lot older than me. I think she was about 4 years older than me. And her mum used to work for my dad. And I remember my dad saying, oh, so-and-so's daughter's coming round tonight. She needs a demo. And anyway, cutting a long story short, she come and did the demo. And then she wrote a letter to us, to me and my dad. Was a letter, that's mad, isn't it? It would be like a WhatsApp or, you know, text. And in the letter, it said, thank you so much. The demo worked, and I got signed to a pop band, and we're going to release a single, and that single went to number one. And so all of a sudden, you know, there I am, 16 years old, and all of a sudden that world of the music industry, being famous, you know, as fickle as it sounds, become very, very accessible. I was like, well, my mind worked in the way of, well, she can do it. I can do that. That's, you know, before that, I would look at maybe famous people in the public eye. Remember, obviously, I was really young as well. And I'd think that was such a far away world. But all of a sudden, it was on my doorstep. And so therefore I was like, right, well, I can sing. I'm going to do that. And I left school at, I was 17 and a half. And I was doing my A-levels and I got offered this job as a singer. So I went off and I did that. And then, oh gosh, I did loads of auditions, and I was offered the job as a red coat, but I was a blue coat. Oh goodness, there was days I was auditioning for EastEnders, Prime Suspect, Holby City, never ever ever got them. I remember going to an audition for Mamma Mia in London, and I got into the last 40 out of thousands. When I remember arriving at Shaftesbury Avenue, and there was a queue all the way down the road, and people had flown in to this audition. And yeah, I got into about the last 40, and then I didn't get through. So never quite made the grade. And then at some point I landed up in Greece working. Had a great time out there. Oh, I had so much fun. There I was going around in my ripped jeans shorts. I think I was about 19. with paint because we were painting the doors of this hotel. And it was so much fun, but I didn't stay for long because I'm a bit of a home bird and I didn't want to stay. So I came home, and then now it's really weird how things happen, because I now know that I needed to come home to meet my ex-partner, who actually landed up being my child's father. And unfortunately, I did land up in an extremely abusive relationship, something that I'm not going to really go into because I don't think it's needed. But also, I can't go into it just because of respect for my son. What I can say, obviously, it wasn't very nice. But it is something that, you know, obviously, you know, I've got my amazing son who is my absolute world. So it's just something that I had to go through to get him. Landed up in Australia. That was actually to try and get away from him. And then was supposed to again stay longer. I think I stayed for 3 or 4 months. And then I came back. But now know that I had to come back because my son, you know, was meant to be born. So then scooting forward a little bit, at 24, just before my 24th birthday, I found out I was pregnant, and I had my son in September. And then I found myself at nearly 25, a few months off my 25th birthday, as a single mum. And oh my God, I mean, I could not come to terms. It wasn't so much having a baby, but I just couldn't come to terms with that I was a single mum. Now I look back at it, I can't understand why I just didn't realise that actually might happen. It's so amazing because, looking back at the signs, they were all there, you know, that I was going to land up a single mum. But when you're that age, I just didn't realise, even though I'd gone through so much abuse, still didn't kind of ring in my head, you know, that would happen. So I landed up as a single mum on benefits. And, you know, for anyone who's been on benefits before, living on pittance, you know, I'm very lucky that I've got amazing parents. But what I will say, and I, you know, I really believe in this so much, well, because I know it's true, that it doesn't matter what support network you have. If you're living on your own with your child or children, and you are a single parent, mum, dad, when you close the door at night, it is ultimately you. You know, it is down to you to make the decisions. I wanted my son's father to help me make decisions, but he just didn't care. And I would have loved for him to care, but he just didn't. Unfortunately, he wasn't capable of it. So ultimately all those decisions laid with me. And I think, you know, for any single parent, it is so hard, but it's so hard mentally as well. So it come to Christmas, it was I was 25 in the January, and so I was a month off of obviously being 25. It come to Christmas, and I was at a family get together, and cutting a long story short, someone said to me, no, you just want to stay. I was saying that I wanted to go back to work. I didn't care what I did. And someone said, oh, no, you just want to stay on benefits, you know. And I was like, all of a sudden, I knew this person. I knew that they didn't want the best for me anyway, which is fine. But they were trying to put me in a box. And I thought, oh, no. I'm not the type of person to... I don't think anyone should be put in a box. What is it, that saying? I've had this saying said to me quite a few times. Don't get above your station. Oh, God, that is such a saying. Oh, no one should ever be put in a box. And if you want to get above your station, not that you should be in a station, get above it. So anyway, I obviously completely ignored that person. And unbeknown to them, they'd push me further to get out of my own way and go and get a job. And after Christmas, I managed to get my son into an amazing setting, a really lovely nursery. And I went and temped. I won't say the company that I temped at, but oh my gosh. I mean, I got sacked in the end. I was really, really bad. To this day, I don't even know what I was doing. I think it was data entry, if I'm going to be perfectly honest, but I hadn't got a clue. And I knew that that is not what I wanted for myself. Anyway, I found myself sacked. And then I was like, oh my God, I've got my son Harry in this amazing nursery. I've got nursery fees. Now what do I do? And my dad had brought me a PA system, but I wouldn't use it. I didn't have the confidence. And he kept saying, go out and gig, go out, you know, you'll earn money. So eventually he started using it himself, and he had this gig in a local town to us. And he said, why don't you just come along? So I went along, and cutting a long story short, I took the gig in the end. And they used to put like our names on the board outside, and then they knocked his off and just kept mine. Oh my God, it was so funny. And then from there, I started gigging, and that is literally what put food on the table. You know, it was really hard because obviously my son was with a family friend, babysitter, or with my parents. So I knew that he was okay. But it was hard because I was having to leave him, and it was unsociable hours. And I remember one Christmas, and I'd been doing it for quite a few years, and it was one Christmas, and I wanted him to see Father Christmas, and I knew that I was working that night, and so I thought, right, okay, I've got to get him in the car, I've got to go and find Father Christmas. And I was going around looking for the float, because it was the float that come around the streets. And anyway, I went everywhere looking for this float, and then finally I found the Santa float, and I pulled up like at the side of it, like adjacent to it, and I'm going, Harry, look, it's Father Christmas. And he just looked at me, bearing in mind I've been driving around for well over half an hour, he just looked at me and went, yeah, I'm not really bothered. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? But in my head, I felt better because I knew that, you know, I'd seen his little face, even though he wasn't bothered, and he'd seen Father Christmas. And then I took him home, put him to bed, and I went to work in London in Bethnal Green at the Misty Moon, you know, and I gigged that night and got home, oh gosh, early hours of the morning. What is it with sat-navs? They never work in London. Mine just always crashes before I go to London. It never works. So from there, I'd been gigging quite a few years, and it was about 8-9 years ago. And I thought to myself, right, I can't actually do this no more. It got to a point where I just didn't want to do it, and it wasn't fun anymore. So I decided that I was going to go into business, and that's what I did. So I will pick this up in 2022, and I will tell you how I started my business, the ups and downs, turning 40 and realizing that actually, when I was 30, I had this thought process of, oh, when I get to 40, everything's going to be sorted. It's going to be amazing. What a crock of crap that is. Because actually, I mean, I suppose it's sorted for some people, but for me, it just isn't. And also realizing how important health is. And I'm actually overweight, and I'm doing my best to shed the pounds, not for vanity. I mean, I've got to be honest, I do actually want to look good in a pair of jeans, but more for, you know, health, you know, and to be healthy for my son. And so I'm going to have guests coming on and talking about health, meditation, and how important it is to exercise, nutrition. So I'm hoping that this is going to be a really, really interesting podcast, which I just can't wait to follow up. It truly is going to be so much fun. So Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and I will see you all in 2022. Take care, everyone.